We write as health professionals to wholeheartedly support the call to action by Fridays for Future Sudbury Youth, urging the city of Greater Sudbury to endorse the Fossil Fuel Non-Proliferation Treaty. The recent article, Climate Change is a Public Health Concern, Health Unit says, vividly illustrates the urgency of this matter. It is high time we listen to the youth, and their impassioned plea aligns with the values of global health and scientific consensus. In 2015, The Lancet, a reputable medical journal, labeled climate change as the most serious threat to public health. This assertion still holds true today. Rising temperatures, extreme weather events, and air pollution from fossil fuels contribute to heat-related illnesses, respiratory diseases, and a range of other health problems. Vulnerable populations, including the young and the elderly, are disproportionately affected. The World Health Organization, WHO, has endorsed the Fossil Fuel Non-Proliferation Treaty, recognizing its potential to mitigate climate change's devastating impact on health. This treaty, championed by the youth, calls for a gradual reduction in fossil fuel production and consumption, a necessary step to safeguard public health. We must applaud and support the activism of young leaders like those in Fridays for Future Sudbury who are taking a stand for their future. Their call for the endorsement of this treaty is not only commendable but also aligned with the moral imperative to protect public health and secure a livable planet for generations to come. We urge the city of Greater Sudbury to heed the voices of its youth and join the growing global movement in endorsing the Fossil Fuel Non-Proliferation Treaty. This act of solidarity not only aligns with scientific consensus but also showcases our commitment to the health and well-being of our community. Dr. Sanjeev Mathur, VP Medical Executive HSN, past President Sudbury and District Medical Society Drive. John Fenton, Chief of Staff, HSNDR. Rayudu Koka, President Sudbury and District Medical Society.